And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Baby Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Gentlemen, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Black Track Production.
Hey, girl. Yeah, honey. I just copped them new red bottoms, too. Ooh, girl, we gonna be so fly tonight. Mm-hmm. Hold up. Wait a minute. Why are you over here looking at me like I'm crazy? Because I just bought me something new. What's wrong with you?
Don't tell me. I'm not afraid to means, so let's jazz it up. Here I am, Lady Diva on here. Welcome, everyone, and thank you all for tuning in. That is Spend My Money by Diamond Danielle Renee, the Southern Soul Diamond. Here I am here on my platform today. Phone number open, call in. Call in. All right, Danielle Renee, are you with me?
I'm listening, Lady Diva. How are you?
All right. Good morning to you, my sister. Good morning. What inspired you to do Spend My Money?
Well, I actually was in Japan when this song came about with a songwriter with me. And I used to always have this saying, you can't tell me how to spend my money. And to my ex-boyfriend, and he used to always tell me, girl, all money ain't good money. And so one day we were at the piano and he just came up with the melody and we wrote the song and came from Japan. Had a couple of mixes on it and we finally got the right music that I had been looking for with Slack, Ronald Jackson out of Shreveport, Louisiana. He put the spin on it and hey, the rest is history.
Well, good job.
The ladies love it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. So where are you calling from, Danielle?
I am calling you from Texas City, Texas, right outside of Houston, where, you know, Texas is where I was born and raised, from a little country town called Arcola, Texas. So I'm back home and been overseas for a minute, so I'm glad to be back.
All right. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for that information. So tell us about yourself for our curious listeners out there, how your music journey began briefly. What and who was your inspiration? What sparked your talent?
Well, my musical journey started with my family. It started with my grandfather, who was a blues singer. My mother and her brothers had a band, a local band. We had concerts in our yard every weekend with great musicians that were from the Houston area. They would come from all around. And I just basically, we would listen to music in the yard, and I just came attached to it, and I knew I wanted to sing. And so from that point, I started singing in church, school. Well, not really much in church, but mostly like school choirs. I got an opportunity to go overseas after a few years of a record label deal that went under. And the rest, I just didn't sing. That's all I've been doing is just singing, and just for the most part, that
right.
has kept me inspired to keep going.
Right. I see that you did opening acts for other R&B artists.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes.
All right.
I also sang background with reggae artist Maxi Priest. I also sang background with Mariah Carey. And one opportunity to sing with Michael Jackson. So that's
wow.
my highlight of my career.
Wow. All right. Thanks for that information. So let's get off into this other new single, Back That Booty. Tell me about this track. What inspired you to do this?
Well, girl, I transitioned from the R&B arena into the Southern Soul arena. And my producer, Stephen Beckham, well, let me back up a little bit. My manager, Virgil Lofton, came and approached me, and he was like, you need one of these hits, like, you know, dancing, and the ladies like to do, what, you know, something that'll attract the ladies. So we contacted my producer in Las Vegas, Steve Beckham. He hit me with this fly track, and after he hit me with the track, I was like, yes, this is it. So we just was like, back that booty, back that booty. And so once I wrote the lyrics and came up with everything, I told my brother, which is the party king, man, you got to jump on this track. It's fly. It's hot. We're going to kill him with this one. So he jumped on it, and the ladies, once again, the ladies love it. You know, everybody wants to back that booty. I'm sure the fellows
All
love
right.
it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's Back That Booty. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, sugar.
I got that thing for you. You know it's hot. I got that coolie cat. Wanna hit that spot? I got that good thing. That's nice and round. And when I back it up, I'ma drop it to the ground.
Back that booty, nah, nah. Go on and back it up. Back that booty, nah, nah. Back it up some more. Back that booty, nah, nah. Make him roll a stroll. Back that booty, nah, nah. Nah, drop it on the floor, yeah.
I got this bottom, baby, nice and round.
Nice and round.
And when I shake it for ya, I'ma make you hum. All my ladies, if you got that fire, step up on the floor and we can take it a little higher. All you know that this feels so right. Young or thick and thin, who cares about a pipe? You got that thing, ladies, you know what to do. Go on ahead and back it up and make him lose his cool.
Back that booty, nah, nah. Go on and back it up. Back that booty, nah, nah. Back it up some more. Back that booty, nah, nah. Make him roll a stroll. Back that booty, nah, nah. Nah, drop it on the floor, yeah.
Man, so you know it's drunk. Hey fellas, what we looking for?
Talking to Trump. Woo!
Look at that right there. Backing it up.
God, look, I heard a prayer.
Look at the milk shake. Why she bringing it back?
Must be jelly, cause Tim don't shake like that.
Work, 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 shawty girl, you're doing it well. Big jumper, don't hurt me, cause you think it's hell. Can you bend and do it again? I just wanna get close to them jumping.
Bring them back, bring them back.
Gotta make sure it ain't a lie. Let me squat a little kitty with my pirate eye. Good, that's what's up. Beep, beep, jump back and do
back.
Louisiana gon' back it up.
Yeah.
Hey, Arkansas gon' back it up. Mississippi gon' back it up. Yeah. Hey, Tennessee gon' back it up. Tennessee gon' back it up. Yeah. Hey, Florida gon' back it up. Tennessee gon' back it up. Yeah. Hey, Georgia gon' back it up. Alabama gon' back it up. Yeah. Hey, Deep South gon' back it up. Outer South gon' back it up. Yeah. Hey, Deep South gon' back it up. Deep Deep gon' back it up. Yeah. Hey. Beep beep, gon' back it up. Beep beep, gon' back it up. Yeah. Hey, beep beep, gon' back it up. Beep beep, gon' back it up. Yeah. Hey, beep beep, gon' back it up. Beep beep, gon' back it up. Yeah. Hey.
Back that booty, baby.
All right, y'all heard it. I'm like platform. Back that booty, y'all.
Yeah.
All right. That is so much fun right there.
Isn't it a fun song?
It is. Yes, it is. Got me moving in my chair early in the morning.
Well, that's what we want. That's what we want.
Well, now. All right, Danielle Renee, go ahead and tell our listeners and your fans out there where your music is available on any of the music outlets all over the internet. Go right ahead.
Okay, you can find my music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, especially on my website, www.DonyelleRenee.com. And YouTube, the videos are on YouTube.
And thank you for that information. Thank you. So I'd like to ask you, are you doing any online events like FaceTime, Facebook Live, or any upcoming live events where you'll be performing live? Anything scheduled you want to tell us about?
Oh, sure, yes. In November, November 22nd and December 13th, I'll be at the Lux Lounge in Lathonia, Georgia. And then February the 6th, I'll do a pre-Valentine's Day show with LJ Echols, and that is in Elgin, Texas. Then April 17th, I'll be in Fort Worth, Texas, doing a blues and Zydeco festival.
All right, Zydeco. So with this information of your scheduled events, you have a website that you will have all those events on, correct? So go ahead and give your website information and your social media info as well.
Okay, it's www.DonyelleRenee.com, and I'm Danielle Renee, all platforms. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Danielle Renee.
All right, y'all hear that? Thank you for that information. So let's get into another spin on WorkThat. So give us some information about that track right there.
Okay, well, the Party King is right here, and I'll let him say hello to Lady Diva.
All right, Diva,
how you doing today? How you doing today, Mama?
All right.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about the work that, that song came, I mean, of course, the name itself kind of gives the hint, the Party King. So you know automatically everything that I do is going to be lined up in reference to party. You know, that stuff came back from, you know, my grandparents, my grandfather and my mother, them when they had their group, you know, that kind of inspired me as far as party music is concerned. Mm-hmm. And the concept of work that was aligned around what I do in ministry, which is help couples. I am a marriage counselor. So my whole focus in that is to inspire couples to take it back to most of the time where it started at. You know, when we were younger in relationship, you know, a lot of times, you know, the intimacy started on the dance floor. That's how they did it back in the days as well. And it went from the dance floor on. And a lot of times go on, we forget about that. You know, forget about the importance of letting that intimacy rule in our life like we spoke to.
Right.
So I try to help people take it that way, you know. It's a little contradicted to in ministry because people think, you know, they don't, you know, I want my business out in the street. But guess what? You was out in the street when you first got it jumping. So go ahead and let the people see you. Be intimate towards that one that you love. So that's my whole point. Let it be done on the dance floor.
Right. Thank you for that information. Perfect timing that you have this track out because we're going through this pandemic and couples seem to forget how to romance each other and reminisce together. They forget about that, and everybody's going through stress and everything, so this is perfect timing, and I will spin this track. How about that?
Go ahead.
Work that, everybody.
The Party King is in the building, baby. Y'all know what that means. I'm a couple to the dance floor. And my fellas, I want you to go and grab your ladies and go and tell them like this.
Work that. Go and work that, baby. Go and work that. Go and work that, baby. Go and work that. Go and work that, baby. Go and work that. Go and gon' work that. Now back it up. Gon' back it up, baby, gon' back it up. Gon' back it up, baby, gon' back it up. Gon' back it up, baby, gon' work that. Gon' work that. Keep it working right there. I'm loving the way you're poking it out right here. Making me wanna rock and say, oh yeah. You got me on lock. Hey, party over here. Time to lean in and start that future girl dreaming. Now I got you right here. Let me go make this one thing clear. That right there is like my meal of beer. So I need that there like my meal of beer. Here, yeah. And I'm big drinking all night. So come on, they gon' bring that thing right. Come on, so I can make you sing right. And yes, baby, that thing gon' drain the night for sure. Work that. Gon' work that, baby, gon' work that. Gon' work that, baby, gon' work that. Gon' work that, baby, gon' work that.
Inspiration to women and both men, and just fun songs, you know, love songs, a few bashing songs, but other than that, just inspiration to men and women to encourage them just to be their best and have fun with what they're doing in the party scene.
And we need that, more positivity. We really need that these days right now. So, Danielle Renee, what is the ultimate desire which you wish your fans and listeners out there, curious listeners, to get out of your music?
Well, I would like for them to get out of my music is that no matter what age you are, you can have fun and you can still inspire to accomplish your dreams, your goals, and to just basically love yourself, your body, you know, just love what your body is made of, because we're all different sizes, we all have different looks. Also, you know, if you have that special one, treat them as a king and treat them as a queen. And, you know, just be yourself as a woman, especially with Spend My Money, because a lot of times we don't want people telling us how to spend our money, but I want the women to save their money as well, too. Just love my music and get an opportunity, because I have been working overseas in Asia for about 23 years. And now America is getting an opportunity to see me. So I have to prove to my fans here that, you know, and have them, you know, that I'm able to give a show. You know, most people do see my videos on YouTube and they're loving them. But now I'm getting an opportunity to show them what I'm made of, what I'm working. So I hope I get an opportunity to inspire them, you know, to do the best that they want to do, because I'm still trying to do the best that I can.
Well, you inspired me for the fact that you're a woman in this music industry, and you're doing very well, very well.
Thank you.
And I'm proud of you, and I want to thank you.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome to give a shout-out to all the persons that have supported you in your years during your music career. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to give an honor to God, because he's the most to keep me going. My mother, who just basically pushed me on that plane to go overseas to work, her name is Minister Christy Newcalls. My brother, Anthony, my sister, Latasha, my sister, LaShawn, my children for bearing through this. I have some adult children who had to go through this ride with me, and that's Jessica and Alyssa, my grandchildren. My best friend, Cynthia. I have two Cynthias as best friends, and Chantel and Tracy. Tiffany Mo, my stylist. KJ, my assistant. My sister-in-law, who actually helped me with a few songs. Tisha. And let's see. All the radio stations, all the DJs. And especially my manager, who gave me a push, and his name is Virgil Lawson, gave me a push in the Southern Soul market. All my fans overseas who still support me, my fans from 20 years ago, who have, well, 30 years ago, Anthony Frazier, he's one of my biggest fans, who keeps inspiring me to keep going. And just, you know, my friends, my family, you know, they are some of my biggest fans, and no matter what, my music, my Dallas family especially, they remind me of my first CD all the time. So those are the people, and especially you, Lady Diva. And also, I want to give a big shout out to the Black Music Awards. I have been nominated for Entertainer of the Year, and I also have Back That Booty has been nominated for Best Performance of the Year. And then also I want to give shouts out to the ZBT Awards and the Jacksonville Music Award Association, who both nominated me for new Female Artist of the Year.
Well, congratulations. And let's
Thank
give an
you.
Applause for all the folks who have supported you. And that they keep supporting you in your music journey. We're coming
Thank
to a close
you.
To our phone line. I will close out the show with Size Doesn't Matter and Overdose.
Okay.
Any words of encouragement would you like to give during these dark times we're dealing with, Danielle?
Yes. I know sometimes it can be discouraging, especially now with these times. You know, I've been discouraged myself because I'm not able to perform on the stages what I'm used to doing. You know, I'm in the house, I'm stuck in the house. You know, I get out a little bit, but just keep praying. Keep God first, and, you know, we're going to get through this. You know, pick up the phone and call people. Because sometimes some people may not, they might be in a dark space and they can't pick up the phone or just, you know, want someone to just call them and say hello. So reach out to the people, reach out to your family, reach out to your friends just to say hello. You know, you never know what that encouraging word might come out of your mouth that will inspire them to say, okay, I can do better today. And today I'm feeling good. That might put a smile on their face. And just keep going. We're going to get through this. I truly believe it. I'm praying for all the families who have been struck with COVID-19. I'm praying for our country. You know, we all need to pray for our country and that we all grow stronger and closer together. And I hope that that reaches somebody. And just know that I love you. If nobody else tells you, I love you. And we're going to get through it.
Oh, thank you for those words of encouragement. That is very encouraging. Thank you. Well, we're coming to an end. Can you tell me about Overdose? When did that track come out? And Size Doesn't Matter, when did both of those two tracks come out? And what inspired you to do them?
Okay, Overdose was my first single for my record label, Jess Mc Entertainment. And I released that one 4 years ago. And it was actually my last attempt in the R&B world, pop world, that I, you know, I was trying to break big and break big overseas. And, it did its magic. And I was writing with Robert Curry of Day 26, Puff Daddy's boy group. They had and some producers out of Atlanta, Georgia. And that song, Overdose, it was another fun song that was, you know, for your man to make him fall in love with you. So all over again. So that one came about. My latest song is Size Doesn't Matter. And we just released that about a month ago. And that one is a dedication to men. Just a dedication to men. All sizes. Don't matter what package. Just know you got to work that good wood because I'm a grown woman. Don't bring me no flakiness over here.
All right, ma'am. All right.
Yes. Go ahead,
well,
and see. They're all fun.
All right. And I want to thank you for taking out your time to come on my platform to talk about your new music, your new single. And tell your partner,
you.
I say, hey, I'll be looking for him online. And,
okay.
Yeah, so I hope everybody got all the information they need on you. This show has been recorded. If anyone misses it, you can tap on that link and listen to the whole show anywhere online. I'm everywhere online. Yes, anywhere online. So, Danielle, you have a blessed day. And come back on my show with your new music project. And I'm a new fan for life.
Well, thank you, Lady Diva. And Lady Diva, can I just give it? I am available for booking. So I'll give you guys my, you can contact Virgil Lofton. You can book me or the Party King through Virgil Lofton. And his number is 678-852-8258. And once again, you can find me at donyalerenee.com. And the Party King at thepartyking.com. And we'd be so grateful. Book us for your next party, honey.
All right. Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you for that information. You all have a blessed day and a good morning. And hope to see you again soon. Y'all
yes,
have a good
ma'am.
Day. All right.
You too, Lady Diva. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're very welcome. My pleasure. All right, y'all. This is Brittany Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Here is Size Don't Matter and also Overdose. Have a good day, everyone, and thank you all for your support.
Thank you.
Black Track Tracks Productions.
It's your Southern Soul Diamond, and I'm looking for a good man that knows how to work it, baby. It doesn't matter if you're not a stallion, long as you got that good wood.
I'ma see you first. I'ma make sure that you're good, I'ma be alert. Baby, show me where it hurts. I'm about that work.
Cause your girl ain't done, just enough to be over it.
I'll be your